Hello, my name is Mike, and today I'm going to tell you the story of how I caught a Super 8 bedroom on fire at a wrestling tournament. It was late at night, and I was frantically packing my wrestling gear for the upcoming tournament. Aside from states, this tournament was the most important event of the year. I was already ranked, so there was a lot riding on my shoulders. The night of my departure, I was still overweight and stressing my rank. I was gathering up my singlets, shoes, headgear, but between packing came waves of push-ups, sit-ups, sprints. Up until the tournament, every second was used to get ready. I naturally weigh 180, however, I wrestled 132, so cutting weight was no easy task. The hours leading to the tournament left me drenched in sweat with a dry mouth and an empty stomach. The time finally comes to get ready to get on the bus and go to our destination. A line of tired, dehydrated, and malnourished athletes are led by a coach to a small dark room for prayer, as ritual. A minute later, the amen comes, and our eyes open to see a scale tear to zero and our coach staring at us, passing judgment, as each wrestler steps on. 106, he says. 106 steps on the scale. I progressively get more nervous as the weight goes up. 126. My teammate, just a weight below me, steps on. It's almost time for me to get on and see if I can finally eat and drink a little bit before this tournament. 132, step on. I approach the scale in nothing but my boxers, too scared to look at the number. I stare my coach dead in the eyes. His gaze goes down for what felt like an eternity before glaring back up at me. With the most disgusted look on his face, the room got dead silent. I couldn't look. I already knew that the cut wasn't over. And just before I could muster the strength to look at the numbers that decided my fate, I hear Coach tell me, "Warnick, you're 2 pounds over." I was devastated. I walk to the bus with my head down in shame. I go to take a seat on the bus and finally lift my head to see my coach staring me dead in the eyes. He motioned to the bus driver to turn the heat all the way up and told me to start running the aisles. I was dead. For the next 2-hour drive, I was running on a wobbly bus that felt like a sauna with no water and the little bit of food I had in my stomach from 2 to 3 days prior. Finally, we touch down at the Super 8 and I go to weigh in again. My head stays up once more, looking away from what was seemingly my demise. But to my surprise, I feel Coach slap me on the back and exclaim, "Good work, Warnick." In shock, I look at the coach, then down to the number on the scale. Much to my surprise, instead of being overweight, I am now a pound under. Finally, I can eat. But not much. I have enough weight for a few sips of water and something with some sugar. I walk around the Super 8 with $5 in hand, excited to be able to get a bottle of water and maybe, just maybe, a candy bar. I finally reach the vending machines with my mouth watering. I pause and think about what would be the best option. The machine eats my $5 and spits out a solid bar of Starbursts, my favorite pre-match snack. So excited to eat, I race back to the room and go to eat my well-deserved snack before I bit into the hardest piece of candy that I have ever tasted. Almost in tears that my snack is inedible, my roommate shares a tip he learned from his mom. He rips a piece of paper off the notepad in the Super 8, puts the candy in the microwave for a few seconds, warming it up and making it soft and edible. I was so impressed, I decided I was going to do the same thing. Little did I know that the paper that came with the Starburst has aluminum on the other side, and it caught the microwave on fire. Black smoke covers the walls, the alarms went off, and everybody evacuates. My team is rolling with laughter, and I'm devastated. My only snack went up in flames. The room gets cleared, and I go back and go to sleep for the tournament the next day. Come to find out, the microwave did 3K in damage. I never got my snack, but maybe it was for the best. I only made weight by 1 ounce the next day, and I went on to win that tournament. It was one of the biggest moments of my life. Almost made the room damage feel worth it. I know, had I not caught that room on fire, I would have missed weight. The moral of the story is sometimes the worst things that happen are just setting us up for the greatest things to come.